What's going on, gamers? Welcome back to the Graveyard. I'm the Graveyard Gamer, and thank you for joining me for this Out of the Crypt review for Mafia 3. Now, if you're not sure what my Out of the Crypt episodes are, basically, I'm going back in time. I'm going back to before I had a podcast, and I had a blog, and I'm taking those blog posts, in this case, the review for Mafia 3, and I'm turning them into podcast episodes. So, what you're getting with this Mafia 3 review is my thoughts on it, exactly how I felt when I completed the game in early 2017, because if I tried to give a review for this game right now, I wouldn't do it justice. So everything you're going to hear is pretty much 2017 version of me telling you how I felt about the game right after I beat it. I say pretty much because I will occasionally jump in there with a little bit of 2023 insight as well. So with that being said, let's get into my review for Mafia 3. And the first thing I want to say about this is Mafia 3 was a good game, but it could have been a game changer. Now, let's look at some different parts of the games and how I felt about them. Beware, there may be a few spoilers dropped here and there. Graphics to me are a mixed bag. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, you will notice I have a lot of scenery pics from this game. The truth is, the game itself is really well done. The different areas have their own feel and really feel like any big city would feel with its different areas of commerce, high class, middle class, slums. There's some rural areas, there's a swamp. It's really well done. I didn't notice any ugly textures. Now, granted, I'm not a graphics guy, so keep that in mind, but I did have a few odd glitches. The game will load, or I'd walk into a new area, and the screen and everyone in it would have this almost metallic sheen to them, like everyone was trying out to be the new Iron Man in a suit made of aluminum foil. I don't know how to explain it any better than that, unfortunately. It would only last about 15 seconds at most, but it happened several times while playing. This made doing anything outside almost impossible for a few seconds. Other than that glitch, I also noticed that if you have a few different outfits to change into, in most major cutscenes, the game defaults back to the standard look for Link and Clay. While the look is cool, it's annoying for somebody like myself who changes a character's outfit regularly only to have a cutscene show them in something different. It just kind of breaks that immersion. Other than those small, relatively small issues, I should say, the graphics to me were really well done. The story was what going into this game I kept hearing so much about, and I can honestly say it was one of the better stories I've played in a game like this. I had my doubts the first hour or so since it goes in and out of a robbery, the buildup, and then also this documentary style storytelling that they do. Once that smoothed out, roughly 30 minutes into it, the story flowed so well throughout the rest of the game. The documentary style storytelling that they do was a great way to tell the whole story and allow us time with characters we don't see enough of in this game. Now, if you don't know, Link and Clay starts off, he's returning from Vietnam, and basically, his father is kind of an underman in the mafia, and he goes to do a job, well, there's a betrayal, and that sets everything in motion in this game, as Lincoln is out for not only revenge, but to establish himself as a made man in the mafia. Now, Lincoln, to me, was an even character. There's no really nice character 1 minute, and then an evil character the next. Lincoln, to me, was always more of a hard character, but stayed that way throughout. Each character is well written and acted well. I can't think of anyone that I kind of cringed at. I mean, this is a game that within 30 minutes has you liking Lincoln's family and friends so much that when your friend betrays you, you as a player really care and want revenge for your fallen family. This is just great storytelling. There's also a moment that stands out when one of your racket bosses and you have a high-speed chase that ends in gunfights. While he dies, he mentions he is leaving behind two little girls without a father. It's crazy, but I truly felt bad that I killed the guy. Maybe it's the father in me, but I actually really felt connected with this guy that I just killed, and I felt a lot of remorse. The priest that has this mentor friendship with Lincoln is a great guy that has a past filled with horrible acts of war that have left him feeling both guilty and trying to make sure Lincoln doesn't go too far to get revenge. While at the same time, you have Donovan, who is ready to go as deep as it takes. I love Donovan. Both are great characters and well acted. The only part that seemed odd was at the end of the game, you have this man-to-man talk with Sal, which is the main guy you're going after. And after you end the conversation, both are calm, saying, hey, we're going to run into each other. Now, after that cutscene, the game goes back into gameplay, and it's telling you to kill Sal, while he is now screaming like a madman to just do it. I was taken back by this sudden shift from a previous scene to this new one, and I waited too long, so Sal just shot himself. While the priest a few minutes later is very agitated, his actually seems natural. Sal's would have, but the previous cutscene seemed like you two guys had kind of got to a, hey, we're going to, you know, just exist in the same world. I don't like you, you don't like me, but it switches over to kill me now type situation. So it's a little bit jarring, but honestly, that's the only issue with the story I have. Now, driving is a topic I wanted to cover separate from gameplay because here's the thing. The cars look great and the sounds are really awesome when you're driving these faster cars. I mean, the look and sound of the cars really give you that fast and furious feel, making me almost wish I could manually switch gears while driving. But the actual driving can be a little too loose at times. Look, I'm not a professional stunt driver, so I can't say how grounded this game is. But as a gamer, I'd like to see my car stick to the road a little bit better. There are many times I wanted to make a turn only to barely turn and end up driving straight into a building or just doing a complete 180. It's almost like the front wheels stick to the road while the back wheels have little to no traction. Yes, a lot is determined by your speed, and at times it is an absolute blast. But ultimately, I say the driving could have been a little bit better, maybe a little bit more fine-tuned. Now, what makes the driving stick out so much? That's because there's no fast travel of any kind. That's right, in this day and age, when the PS3 360 generation made fast travel a regular option in open world games, this isn't in this game at all. This is not a small game world, and several points in the game I ended up having to trek all the way across the map for a mission. I'm not saying they needed a lot of fast travel points, but at least let me fast travel between my different HQs. One fast travel point each district would have went a long way in making this game a lot smoother. Add in the driving that wasn't that great, and by the end of the game, I was dreading longer drives, which affected me because I wanted to do the loyalty missions at the end of the game, and guess what? They all require a lot of driving for some relatively small missions. So honestly, at that time when I played it, this juice just wasn't worth the squeeze to complete them. Now, I will have to say the soundtrack you hear while driving is arguably the best since Vice City or San Andreas, but while the songs are great, after about 30 hours, they don't really make the driving everywhere nonstop any better. I mentioned the size of the world was huge, and had there been more random activities to do, just goofing around, I could see me adding to the score a little bit more. But outside of a few drug runs and a few other side missions, there just isn't a lot to do. Which sucks because with all the different areas, I'd love to have something to do in just fun small bursts in these different areas, especially if they were kind of like, hey, in the swamps, there's this activity. In this part of the city, there's this activity. Now let's talk about the core gameplay for a minute. Running, shooting, fighting all work very well. Nothing's going to blow you away, but for the most part, to me it had a nice polish. The game is brutal though. You can run and gun, but be aware the enemy AI has no problem gunning you down. However, the enemy AI also seems to be tied to an area where if you shoot one person twice before he is killed, every enemy in the area will know you're there, even if you use a silent pistol and no one saw you. Now, if you headshot or stealthily stab a person, no one will know you're there unless you're in line of sight, of course. So that's kind of one of those things where it's like, hey, if you take the guy out quietly, but it takes two shots to kill him, everybody sees you. If you just do it in one shot, nobody sees you. And I mean like the entire area will get alerted. So I thought that could have been kind of fine-tuned a little bit. So while for the most part the action is in line with most third-person action games, be aware that enemies in other rooms can be alerted to you without any good reason. So the stealth, again, could have just used a little bit more finesse. Now, when it comes to gameplay, I have to talk about the mission structure. First, let me say that I felt like most of the missions in the game were great. The only mission I didn't care for was one where you had to dress like a waiter. And the issue I had with that is you walk at a very slow pace. Look, I get it. I'm not supposed to run. But the amount and length of time you spent walking that slow really killed it for me. Honestly, I hate that when games do that. Like when you're walking with somebody and they're telling you part of the story and you're just going so slow. Like, to me, it's not that I want to go, but I don't want to walk in half a step in a game. But again, the rest of the missions I really enjoy. However, also understand there's not a lot of traditional missions. What you spend a lot of time playing are rackets. These are different criminal activities that you will take down to lure out a mini-boss. Here's the thing though, for the most part, they are all little fun missions. Sure, they are pretty much copied from each racket with only minor variations, but they are fun, which is what really truly counts for me. The biggest problem is that they're repetitive. You do several of the same activities for each racket. I had several times where I'd go to this warehouse, I'd take out a few guys, spend a decent amount of time being stealthy, complete it, only to find out at the end of the racket when you cause enough damage to bring out the mini-boss, I'd have to go back to that same warehouse, clear out the enemies in the exact same location, and then the only difference would be is there's a mini-boss at the end. And these mini-bosses don't really require a fight, a few shots and they'll kneel, allowing you to grab them. So gamers, my advice to you guys when it comes to this is honestly, just do enough of the rackets to bring out the mini-boss and take him down. I still got about 40 hours in this game. There's a lot of rackets. I just kind of felt about halfway through, it was getting very repetitive to clear out all of these rackets since they really were the same thing in every district. Now, When it comes to the fun factor and the trophies, I will tell you right off the gate with the trophies, this was not a platinum chase for me, even though I really wanted it to be. And the reason is there's just a few things, a few choices in the game you make that kind of cut you off from getting that platinum, like letting all of your underbosses live or killing one of them or whatever it may be. And ultimately, once you make that choice, you only have another choice is to go back and play the whole game again. So it's not a platinum chase for me. However, let me just say the fun factor in this game is through the roof. I absolutely love my time with it. And in 2023, let me tell you that in 2020, they came out and 2K released this game, if you will, and basically made it the Ultimate Edition that came with all the DLC. Now, what I absolutely have to give a ton of credit for 2K for is they sat there, and if you already own this game, you could download the DLC for free. And let me tell you something, if you didn't play this DLC, you're missing out, because these three pieces of DLC, each of them are fantastic. They're all different in style, and they're some of my favorite DLCs of all time. In fact, I enjoyed them so much that when I got done playing them, I went back and then I completed all the rackets in the game that I hadn't done. I did all the loyalty missions that I hadn't done. I did all the collectibles I could find. Like, I just loved being in this game world because it just brought that fun factor so high. So again, if you haven't played those DLCs, you definitely owe it to yourself to play it. Now, I know I've pointed out a lot of negatives, but my final takeaway is I spent 40 hours playing this game, which means it had to be good. Now, maybe it's not great, but it's definitely good. The story was amazing. The characters and the acting were extremely well done. The time period and the setting was perfect. I didn't mention too much of this, but Lincoln Clay is black and he's coming back from Vietnam. So you're dealing with this whole racial discrimination part of the game that I thought was actually very intriguing, and I didn't expect this. You know, you're in the Deep South. You're hearing a lot of things playing this game that you're like, dang, they really went there. Not only that, but you're a black guy who's kind of forcing your way into this mafia family. Like, man, back in the 1960s, that just didn't jive. And I gotta say, I thought they handled it expertly, and it was so interesting. It added a different layer to the mafia games that we've seen over and over throughout time, not just the Mafia series, but just in general. So definitely love the story, the setting, and the characters. My final score for this is a 7.75. While it's not perfect, and the sum of the parts end up making it slightly better than the average score for me, I really feel like most people will get a fun experience from this game despite its shortcomings. So gamers, that's how I felt, 7.75 back in 2017. However, I'm going to caveat this, and I'm going to say now that you can get the DLC for it, and as much as I loved each piece of DLC, and as much as I will recommend that DLC, I'll actually say this game is an 8. Like, it is fantastic, so definitely play it if you haven't played it already. But I would love to know your thoughts on Mafia 3. Let me know, thegraveyardgamer@gmail.com, or reach out to me at thegraveyardgamer on Instagram or thegraveyardg on Twitter. Till next time, I'll be creeping around the graveyard.